Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. This day, July 20th, 1970, was the first of 3 days of celebration for an important institution for women and girls in Barbados, the Housecraft Center. The center started on October 6, 1945, in a building located at Lower Bay Street, on the site immediately next to the Bethel Methodist Church. It was constructed with funds from a free grant allocated under a piece of legislation called the Colonial Development and Welfare Act. Classes started with teachers' courses. However, they were extended to members of the public from September 16, 1946. From early on, the center provided training in various aspects of home economics to locals and other West Indians alike. There were full-time day classes, evening classes, and domestic service classes. In its early years, the center offered a wide range of subjects, including cookery with nutrition, cake and pastry making, household needlework and clothing construction, food preservation, family relationship, agriculture, child welfare and diet therapy, and laundry work and textiles. The daytime classes were for primary school teachers, as well as students of secondary schools and homemakers. The evening classes were conducted for the general public to provide training in the duties that, quote, constitute a happy, healthful, and practical family, unquote. Those were attended by women and girls of various ages, including young women who were preparing for marriage and housewives who wanted to keep in step with modern and changing times. The domestic service course prepared women between ages 18 and 40 for employment, both locally as well as in the United Kingdom and Canada. The response to the courses was so great that another center was opened at Richmond in 1956. Eventually, another 4 facilities were established in the rural areas, so that at one point there were 6 such centers scattered around the island. All the classes were heavily subsidized by government, with only a small fee being asked of participants in order to have as many persons as possible join the programs. The work of the center was well regarded enough so that several institutions asked for trainees to fill their posts in their organizations. This day, July 20th, 1970, kicked off 3 days of celebrations that, aside from a graduation ceremony, included displays of works by the graduands, as well as a speech by the featured speaker, the Minister of Education, then Senator, later Sir Lloyd Erskine Sandiford. According to the Barbados Advocate, Mr. Sandiford promised that the suite of courses would, going forward, include GCEO and A-level courses, training for work in the government school meals program, hospital services, and in restaurants, among other changes. There were also plans to expand the facility at Bay Street. The center eventually went out of existence in the early 1980s with the establishment of the Samuel Jackman Prescott Polytechnic, and the building was subsequently taken over by the government electrical department.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.